I believe in our catechism here. We are on question 31. Trig, you have it up there? I can start it off, though. It says, wherein consisteth Christ's exaltation, or what does it mean by Christ's exaltation? The answer is, Christ's exaltation consisteth in his rising again from the dead on the third day, in ascending up into heaven, and sitting at the right hand of God the Father, and coming to judge the world in the last day. And our proof text for that, we have first one is 1 Corinthians 15:4 on his rising from the dead on the third day. And the scripture is, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. In his ascending up into heaven, so we have Mark 16:19. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And in his sitting down at the right hand of God the Father, we have 1 Corinthians 1:20. It says, which he worketh in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. And then we have two scripture verses for in coming to judge the world in the last day. We have Acts 1:11. It said, we also said, men of Galilee, or who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from heaven, or from you to heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. And then Acts 17:31. Because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained, he has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your exaltation, Lord. We thank you for your salvation. You provide for us, and we thank you that you will come and judge the world in righteousness.